and now a little deeper, to a place where new ideas and fantasies can play across your mind, and maybe change you in the telling. Whenever you are presented with an erotic fantasy, a story inside your head about somebody being changed, somebody being made otherwise than they are, the reason it might titillate you, arouse you, draw you in, is that you've put yourself in it in some way. Maybe as someone other than the protagonist. Maybe as some force outside to it observing. But you've gotten closer to the subject matter. A little closer and a little more curious. And the more you gaze and fall into the exquisite detail of the elaborate, erotic depiction in your head, the more it begins to feed back and affect you as well. A peaceful place. A place of quiet and display, of contemplation and consideration, of occasional excitement or activity. But usually, especially through the dark hours of the night, calm, quiet, dark. And that's just fine. A museum. When we visualize it, we often evoke the musty scent of paper and wood, dimmed lights to preserve the exhibits. A head. A case. Inside, something glistening. Something you're observing. An emerald-eyed statue. Old. Primitive. Something in it. Pointed feline ears. Eyes that seem to follow for all their curves and the multifaceting of the gems. Green emerald eyes. People come and go. They pass through the room. But only one really notices it. Only one advances slowly on the case, feeling an air of change overtaking them, feeling a swelling, a changing, a heaviness leaning forward slightly, as if their chest were growing outward, tingling, as if yours were suddenly heavy and sensitive, a heat between your legs stimulating you with every movement and every thought. Your hands reach out. They touch the glass of the case. You feel heat, despite the ambient coolness in the room making you shiver. The heat from that case has the same effect. The glass is warm and pulsing like a living thing, deep and abiding, welcoming. A heat inside you that answers an arousal you're secretly used to. The room's lights seem to dim, but the figure we discuss is stuck in place. No more could your hand be removed than anything could interfere with this particular moment. You need this moment to remain untouched and perfect, a communion between your mind and what you're staring at, the emeralds that draw you in. Stare into those eyes. Glimpsed from far away at first, as you, bored or listless, wandered through the museum. But now the idea of being anywhere else is quite impossible. You need to be there. This needs to be now. You need to be consumed in the moment. And that need consumes your mind, drags your thoughts out of you, leaving nothing but vague remnants that are very receptive and responsive to that invasive cat heat in the glass, in the figurine, in your figure. A need that consumes you. The presence emanating. You're there to be shaped. You are a ready, waiting consciousness, there to be controlled and commanded and directed, there to listen. And the presence emanating from what you're staring at echoes with a voice in your head, a voice which simply says, listen, stare, submit. And through the communion you have with that figure, that staring you're doing, you can feel something shivering and running down your spine, back up the connection you felt, touching you like a lover's caress, inspecting newly sensitive spots, your protruding chest, larger than before, nipples pointed, excited, the warmth between your legs, a vacant void, welcoming, imposing, needing the shivering of curved hips, the need. The need is primal, animalistic, deep-seated, unavoidable, irresistible, perfect, exquisite, just what you needed. You need to have that need. You want to be there, controlled, commanded, directed, pinned inside your head, as inspection and editing happens by whatever motive force is behind those emerald eyes that have filled your vision and become all you can see, all you can want, all you will need. Any change they might make is just fine. You can see how the light is captured in them, swirled, spiraling, dragging you down. If someone looked, they might see an emerald glow emanating from your eyes, as you see one emanating from those, you swaying left and right, back and forth, losing yourself, because the light does follow you. If you lean to the left, the light in the core of those glistening emerald eyes follows you left. If you lean right, it follows you right, as if watching, as if inspecting some prey while hypnotizing it with deft, lighted movements that captivate. And no matter how hard you may try to find the core of the facets in those emerald eyes on that figurine, nothing will enable you to do so. It is quite impossible to find the exact center. Although there are no visible flaws, the lines of those gems also seem to lack symmetrical perfection. And therefore, there's a disconcerting back-and-forth effect. Only when you let your eyes unfocus enough that you see the green of those gems as one united green front, dazzling and spiraling, do you realize that they are perfect when considered together. Just as this moment is perfect when you consider your body united with the editing, seductive will living behind those emerald eyes. Yes, it's telling you to submit. Submit your mind and body to be altered, conditioned, made otherwise, stripping everything else away until in the vacant void of your mind, the awareness of what your body looked like before is gone. All you're seeing now is something different, a curvaceous, large-breasted figure, ruled by heat and need and a throb between your legs. The light, even the dim lights present in that space, have vanished, replaced only by the circle of green light, spiraling down, containing only you and those eyes. And you feel various needs just as you did before, as your reason is gradually consumed by that circle of light, by the presence of this place inside your head, and of only you and the object of your staring desire. As all is consumed, your brain fixates on the words flowing through you, the words echoing in your mind, though you know not their source, you submitting and obeying, they seducing and commanding. Thoughts in similar veins of allowing everything to go. After all, it feels so good to let every second the light reflects back into your eyes from those green perfections in their imperfection. Every second the light seems to trill down your form, finding your most sensitive spots and pushing, making you quake, making you ache. The good feeling is part of what that pervasive, persuasive, euphoric, pressing presence is using to invade you slowly, the thin edge of the wedge to force itself into your mind in the best way, the way you want, a way you didn't know you wanted to be invaded, controlled, and conditioned, but you now need, as surely as the heat between your legs and the weight on your chest and the feeling of stretching, luxurious flexibility.